Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Fourth and final hour of the morning show presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Dave and Logan along with you. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Dave.
First show of the year. Want to give a shout out to our man John on Twitter, the Blind Donkey Runner.
There you go.
Listening to us.
What does that even mean?
Not sure.
I like it.
He's the man, though. And we appreciate the nice words, John. Thank you, my man. Well, it's Thursday at 9:05. You know what that means. The one and only Bill Shanks joins us. 93.1 FM in Macon. 98.3 FM in Warner Robins and South Central Georgia. Also 105.9 FM in Warner Robins. You can catch Bill on 41 NBC and love the website. TheSuperStations.com. Now, there's how you put together a throwback. Love it. Hey, Bill, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. Can I also add that I have started with Sports Illustrated, a new Braves website.
Oh, cool.
BravesCentral.com. We're going to be having commentary and reports and interviews and just content and coverage on the Atlanta Braves throughout the year. So it's part of the Sports Illustrated new network of websites they have, but it's BravesCentral.com. So I hope all of your listeners will go there, bookmark it, and
I just
visit
did
frequently.
Bill, do you
I
ever...
just added it, and there's a nice shiny photo of Snit right there at the top.
Yep.
Do you ever sleep, Bill?
No, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Well,
Logan,
that's
what we have to do in this business. We have to have seven jobs to afford our lavish lifestyle. So,
that's true.
But no, we're looking forward to it. It's a regular place where I'll still be writing where I wrote last year, but I also kind of adding this for a daily content to be able to write and talk when I need to, and so we're looking forward to it. Should be fun.
Let me ask you a nuts and bolts question, and you may not know the answer to this. So earlier last year, SI had a big giant layoff of a lot of its folks. So is this part of the makeover of what they're doing, or having these like sites like you're putting together?
You know, I can't really tell, David. Someone told me last week that the people who own the magazine are still different from the group, which is originally it was called maven.io.
Okay.
Maven.io. And you know, I think these days it's not like one person or one group owns one thing.
Yeah.
There's different cooks in the kitchen, which is what usually leads to problems. But I think it's part of it, but not the entire thing. But I think the SI brand obviously is still a very important brand, and that those are the two first. I mean, you can also go to us from si.com/Braves. Or si.com/MLB/Braves, and get to us. So, or just kind of part of that network, probably because the branding operatives a lot easier to brand a sports website for SI compared to Maven. And but they also have a Falcons website. They have a Bulldogs website that people can check out as well. So I think they even have a Hawks website if I remember correctly. So they are. They're trying to have, you know, just build it kind of like Scout and my previous website that I was part of, and also Arrivals and 247 and all the rest of them. So they're just kind of getting into that arena as well.
Well, looking forward to it. Congrats on getting that, and can't wait to read all your stuff on that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
In fact, I'm looking at the website right now, and it's what is the last article you wrote? Josh Donaldson has written. No, I'm just kidding. Are we thinking that might be an article you write soon or what?
Well, I almost wish I had one written up, kind of like when they have the deaths.
Yeah, the
articles ready to go.
Right.
You know, I'm sure I'm sure the Betty White one's been in the AP story.
Oh, yeah.
For about 10 years now.
A lot of times people accidentally hit publish on that and everybody loses their mind. Right.
Yeah, it's not good. But I think you have to assume that that's the one thing holding everything up for other moves to be made. There was a report yesterday, Dan Clark Sports, who had 30,000 followers on Twitter, so he must do something. I'm not sure. I think he follows the Twins. He said the Twins had offered Donaldson a 4-year contract and that he really wants to go back to the Braves, but the Braves are at 3, and that if the Braves offer 4, he would go back to Atlanta. Jim Bowden last week said that he had heard the Braves had gone to 4 years. I had heard that the Braves were not going to go to 4 years and 3 was their limit, so if something had changed from that, I don't know. But you know what? He hasn't signed, and I think if he had a 4-year contract offer on the table from the Braves, he probably would have already pulled the trigger. So to me, that he's either waiting for the Braves to blink, or, and I've been saying this for 2 weeks, haven't I? Or he's simply not wanting to go to Minnesota and waiting for someone else like Washington to go to four years. But I think until he makes the decision, we're kind of at a standstill here.
Talking with Bill Shanks, and I told Logan, I said before we went to you, I was like, well, we're just going to go straight to the Dogs. There's not anything to talk about right now with the Braves, and here we are. We spent the first 10 minutes talking about the Braves. So we did, we do end up speaking a little. Now to start the hot stove league.
Hey, man.
We'll still get some stuff going
Dave,
here.
Georgia football is over. It is Braves season.
Pitchers and catchers
now,
report next month.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
February 12th, yeah, but you know, we still have a lot. We can still talk Bulldogs whenever y'all want, because I think everybody
will love it.
I've talked to two people face to face this morning, and they're all pumped up. They both stayed up and watched this, so we can get to that in a moment. But no, February 12th, so we're less than 6 weeks away now, believe it or not. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, February 12th is a Wednesday. We know all too well, because February 14th is a Friday, and that's when the college baseball season gets underway.
That's right.
Yeah. Bill, speaking of the Dogs being down in the part of the state that you're from, just go ahead and let everybody know, is Fromm coming back or not?
Lord, well, let's see. It's 9:14. I've heard three different things in the last hour and a half here. You know, David, I was told by someone in Warner Robins who had heard from someone that, and I wish I could be more clear of who it was, but
Jake's
was
brother's
someone,
best friend's dad. Yeah,
no kidding. That he was coming back to Georgia. And there's two ways to look at last night. Well, two ways to look at the situation there. And then, all right, so last night I was told Jake's going to go hunting this weekend and figure it out. All right. I looked at the WalterFootball.com mock draft yesterday, and they had, which is just one opinion, of course, they had Jake going 40th overall to the Panthers, I believe, which is the 8th pick in the second round.
Yep.
You know, you can assume that if Jake decided to go pro and went to the combine, that he would probably impress the heck out of everybody. And that he would probably, with very good receivers, who would probably also be there to work out with, and I'm sure at the UGA Pro Day, he would have, you know, he wouldn't have Demetrius Robertson out there. That's for damn sure. You know, that he would be impressive. And Todd McShay, as they said last night on the telecast, has said late first round. So, I you know, you go from, all right, 2 weeks ago someone told a friend of mine that he was coming back to, you know, he's got to think about it. But then you have to look at last night's game and think, well, doesn't Jake have to wonder that if he came back to Georgia and if George Pickens was a 1,000-yard receiver, which, you know, they haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since A.J. Green. And this kid, I think, was the 727 was the fourth most yards for a receiver in the 2010s after what he did last night to go up to 727 for the season. So he may think, you know, if I come back and George Pickens is there for 13, 14, 15 games, hopefully, and he has 1,000 yards, I'm probably going to look a lot better than I looked last year, so maybe I would be even more of a candidate to go higher in the draft than I would if I went right now. I mean, I thought in his little comments to Holly Rowe, I kind of listened to that and said, man, he's really thinking about going. He didn't knock it down, or he's really contemplating, which he should, right? He should think about it.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you think? if, like you're saying, you look at the mock drafts, you look at the – you hear what people are saying, you look at the other quarterbacks that are in this draft, he's probably at worst a top 40, 45 pick, right, at worst.
Right.
So, does
right.
I mean, he's got to sit there and his people have to sit there and decide whether is that – you know, and I think – despite this year's been a little bit of a struggle with some of the fan base, which I think is crazy, but he and his family love being the Georgia quarterback. I mean, that's a right. great thing to be. There's only a few people on this planet walking around that can say, I've been the Georgia quarterback, and he's got a chance to have done it for 4 years if he comes back. And I know he likes that. Who wouldn't? Especially when you've had the success that the Dogs have had while he's mm-hmm. been the quarterback. But to me, it almost, maybe I'm just being a little too simplistic here, but, you know, do you weigh it on, if I come back, can I be better than, at worst, the 40th pick in the draft? And I guess that's what it's going to come down to. Now, next year, Trevor Lawrence is, you know, something crazy happens or an injury, he's going to be the number one pick. And mm-hmm. only Alabama would have the luck of having Tua come back for his senior year. He would, if he comes back and he's healthy, you figure he's ahead, and I don't know who else would be, you know, right off the top of my head there, but I guess that's the kind of stuff he's got to consider.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I agree, Dave. But I'm telling you, you just wonder after last night's game and the fact that he had a receiver play well, and I mean, that pass on the touchdown pass over the shoulder to Pickens in the east end zone was beautiful. It kind of showed, all right, we can assume and know that while Jake was not sharp at times this year, there was reason to point fingers at the receivers. That, I mean, he didn't just go, you know, from 67% to 60% without there being a reason. And then last night you see a receiver do much better and show out and go crazy. And of course, I'm not taking anything away from the individual talent of Pickens, but it made Jake look better, right? I mean, mm-hmm. he was 20 for 30.
Yeah.
And so it's like that, you know, so are our scouts going to look at that and tell Kirby or tell someone else, you know, look, I think if Jake Fromm comes to the combine and does what he did last night, he's going to be a mid first round pick, or it's high teens or low 20s. You know, and if that's the case, he's got a decision to make, and that's not easy. I don't know what I would do, because I mean, sure, the injury risk is there, but it's, and you know, if you knew what team you could go to and know that you would be developed and put in a good situation, I mean, you know, if New Orleans picked him or someone like that, or New England, where he could be a developing quarterback and not have to throw out. I mean, I don't think Jake Fromm needs to go out there early September next year and be a starting quarterback in the NFL, but you know, that's not the trend anymore. I'm not saying he's going to be Carson Palmer and would have to sit the whole year, but if he was behind a veteran, he would. But you know, Carson Palmer wasn't behind a veteran. They just wanted him to sit in Cincinnati and learn for his first year. But I don't think Jake can go out there from day one and be a big shot quarterback. Not many can. I mean, I've said all year long, part of my dilemma personally in trying to evaluate Jake Fromm is I don't like quarterbacks come out of college right now anyway, because it's like, it's such a crapshoot. And you look at the Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson draft, and there you go. What else do you need to say but that right there? You just have to hope you hit pay dirt if you're an NFL team looking. You know, as much as sometimes Matt Ryan drives us all crazy, you better postpone that situation until you can. Because it is a crapshoot. You have to be in the right draft spot, right time. I mean, if you're number 1-1 and you get Trevor Lawrence, it's not a big problem, which, considering the fact they brought back that lousy coach, they may be in 2021. But still, it's so tough. And teams may look at Jake differently. And so I don't know what he's going to do. I don't. I love the news out of Prince Avenue yesterday. I think that's great for Georgia. Mm-hmm. It sounds really good. And I think that's a big help. I love, you know, Chip did a story on AJC talking to Carson Beck's coach, and I love the comments he made about him, and I love that potential for that young man. But good gosh, I mean, if Jake leaves tomorrow, we are going to wonder what the heck are they going to do.
quarterback aside, Bill, last night there was a lot of things we were watching that I think gives Georgia reason to be very optimistic toward next season. Dave and I called that one of the most satisfying victories in some time. Do you feel the same way? And what are some things you saw that have you excited for 249 days from today when Georgia and Virginia get together?
Well, I think we all feel so much better right now compared to a year ago today when we were wondering what the heck happened. No, it was great. It was fantastic. I don't want to get greedy. They could have won by more probably. But if Demetrius Robertson had called that pass, but still, I mean, my gosh, it was a great performance. You have to give it up for the leaders, the team. You know, for DeAndre Swift to go, for those players see DeAndre Swift go, and those players probably knew he wasn't 100% healthy, he didn't want to get hurt, but I'm there. I'm here because I love my team, and I want to be there. I thought that meant a whole lot. And I'm not surprised because, look, I think I said this last week with you guys, you know Kirby and his staff have been just berating them over and over about last year's Sugar Bowl, and they had to embarrass them. And for them to come out there and be totally different, I'm not surprised. And, I mean, it helped what Pickens did. It was great to see Zamir White kind of bust out and show us some things, which is exciting. It was great. I mean, I don't know about you guys. And by the way, I thought about you guys when I turned in. I'm like, oh, my God, I wonder if Logan and Dave are still up watching this.
Big coffee drinkers, man.
I knew you probably were, yeah, because I know y'all drink that crap coffee, so I knew you probably were.
We'll both be asleep at 1 o'clock this afternoon, though.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Thanks
1 o'clock Pacific.
But you know what? The Matt Luke thing, when he was going crazy on the sideline, I mean, if that didn't give every Georgia fan a little boost there at 12:45 to see him excited and just go crazy, and even the discussion he was having with Jake, I'm like, how great is that? There wasn't anything you could take negative away from that game last night. The Baylor fans can talk about the Trayvon Walker hit. What the heck was the kid going to do? He slammed it on brakes. He would have torn his knee up. I'm glad he didn't do it.
I'm with you.
Yeah, that was just an unfortunate play.
Also, think about the turn of events for Matt Luke. By the way, the last time he was on the field, his player pretended to take a leak in an end zone, and he lost the Egg Bowl, and now he just won the Sugar Bowl with a team from the SEC East.
It's awesome.
I love it.
Good for him. Good for him. And you know what? Those kids played well. I mean, okay, sure. Did Cade Mays get beat last night by that kid? Yeah, a couple of times.
It happens.
I thought Sawyer played well. You know, I mean, look at Warren Erickson out there. I don't know what. I guess Kinley's coming back. Kinley actually was a high first, a low first round.
He could be gone.
He could be gone. Nobody's talking about that. But Solomon Kinley and that. No, it was just one mock draft. But that Walter Football has been doing that for a long time. This is one person's opinion. But they had Solomon Kinley like 25th, I believe. So he could be gone. So we know that offensive line could be totally different. But hey, I feel so much better knowing Matt Luke's in charge of that and. For them to play like they did last night, and you know, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with Ben Cleveland because he, you know, Ben Cleveland's got to make a decision. What if Ben Cleveland can't get back his grades back on track? I mean, is he going to go? And if that's the case, there's going to be a lot of shuffling on the offensive line. But I think we all feel better after watching last night with Matt Luke.
And by the way, on that Walter Football, I will say this: I mean, it's not perfect. But it's not just a mouth breather in his in his parents' basement either. I mean, it's people that talk to agents and NFL people and people around the players. So if they're putting them in a mock draft, they feel like there's a pretty good chance that they are going to be in the draft. Again, doesn't mean it's 100%, but it's a decent it's a decent look at what we might be seeing. In when is it? Is it April? Where is it this year?
Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, Vegas, wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Let's do a live show. The three of us together.
That is awesome.
Yeah, let's go do our shows from Vegas this year.
Yeah, that
I
is.
Mean, I like Kinlaw. I like the Walter football draft because they had Javon Kinlaw slipping to 16 of the Falcons, which they'd be lucky as hell if they get him at 16. And that was one of the players when I knew they were out of the Derrick Brown neighborhood that I thought, all right, maybe Kinlaw somewhere. But then they dropped 16 because of that important win against Tampa Bay the other day. But, I mean, yeah, look, I could have a mock draft. You could, either one of you could have a mock draft and give us a fancy domain name. It'd be our mock draft. And it's just someone's opinion. But Walter football has been around for a long time. And I think you're right, Dave. I think they do talk to people. And so that's all we can go on now until and I like McShay and obviously Mel Kiper. I like to look at that, but and that's what we can go on right now. But yeah, they had I'm trying to see where they had maybe Saul McKinley was not. They had Swift at 18 going to the Dolphins. He was the only running back in the first round.
As of this morning, Walter Football has number 28, the Packers, taking Solomon Kinley.
Yeah. So, look, that is a concern for Georgia fans because if Kinley is going to be told he's going to be mid to late first, I mean, then he could go.
Yeah.
And so you're talking about I worry about Ben. I hope Ben Cleveland comes back. I'd love it. But, I mean, Ben Cleveland, he's got to feel really good about his grade situation to come back. Because if he's worried that he won't get back on track academically, and that he doesn't go pro, then what the heck is he going to do next year? You know, that's the problem. I mean, so anyway, I mean that. But again, they've got Cade Mays, they've got Clay Webb. I mean, they've got people, and they got people coming in. Hopefully, Broderick Jones won't be paid by Auburn and can come to Georgia. So I mean, there's plenty of other people that are there. And the Van Pran kid, I mean, he's a center, so we'll see if that's the case. I mean, I think Erickson's been talked about as a center. Clay Webb is a center, I believe, and there's even a talk Trey Hill would move outside to right guard if something happened where Kinley and Cleveland were both gone. I've heard that talk. I don't know if it's true or not. And, you know, Schaefer's got to get back on track. Trust, I don't know how much Trust played last night, but they were saying before the game he was going to play, you know. So, I mean, there are people there, but it's just something. And you know, and here's another thing, though, guys. Jake Fromm's got to consider that, right? I mean, he may be worried about
for sure.
it, or he may feel good about the offensive line.
Did and by the way, with Hill and Fromm, when we talk to you next week, we need you to use those Houston County connections and let us know what's going on if
they
don't already.
I will.
Yeah. No, but did the Dogs substitute at all on the line last night? Because you mentioned Webb. And Xavier Truss, and neither of those guys were in the substitution column for. Okay. So did the five that started, Kinley, Hill, Erickson, Salyer, and Mays, did they play every snap? I'll have to check and see on that. Which is, and again, we've been talking about it earlier this morning, and you said the same thing. It wasn't perfect on the offensive line last night, but I thought they did a valiant job. I thought they did a very good job.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, more time together will only help them. But I don't know if in the notes that Claude and his staff send us, do they have snap counts for the offensive line?
No, not in the stats that we get.
I didn't think that was in there. I didn't think so. And you know, I'm getting old. It's hard for me to keep up with the offensive line coming in because you really have to watch closely with that. And I can't tell. I usually wait on Twitter for one of the reporters to tweet out, Xavier Truss is coming in or something like that, to be honest with you. But I mean, they were talking about that before the game day, but I didn't see him out there per se. So it may have been those five. It may have been those same five.
Bill, Happy New Year. I know the taste in Georgia fans' mouths is certainly a lot better than it was this time last year. And knowing here over these next couple of days, we're about to get some good news on some five stars, and then the regular signing day coming up. Yeah, tonight. So I know everybody's excited right now.
Oh, it's a great feeling right now. It leaves you with so much of a better taste in your mouth to have a win to close out the season, and we wish it had happened 2 years ago and last year. But, hey, look, we still have so many good positive feelings about this football team right now, and that young talent last night. How good that defense is going to be. It was funny, Dave, real quick, a friend of mine said, where's Nolan Smith been all night? And on cue was that play right at the end of the game where Nolan Smith took down that quarterback and made the play. And there's that defense. My gosh, we thought they were good this year. I can't wait to see that defense next year especially. And how about Malik Herring, our boy from Mary Persons? He was making an impact last night. Number 10, wasn't he? I thought he looked good too. So
how many Central Georgia guys or Middle Georgia guys do we have going here? I mean,
Well, I mean,
I forgot about Malik Herring went to Mary Persons. As I've gotten older, I used to know where all these guys went to high school, and now I always have to kind of look that up sometimes. I forget.
I know.
Where
we've
they
become
go.
Like Munson. When I was a child, Munson knew every place
that's
that
true.
They were.
He kept, you knew I mean, their high, you knew everybody's high school and hometown because of Munson.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget when I was a child, and Charles Jr. was from Waycross, and when he would say Charles Jr. out of Waycross, Georgia, I mean, I just would get chills out of Munson saying my hometown's name. But after every play, when a player made a play, he would say their hometown out of wherever. And I've kind of gotten like him now. Like you just said, I have to look it up sometime to remember it. But, yeah, Malik Herring, number 10, did a great job last night. I don't know what the situation is with Tyreek McGee, and his situation,
yeah.
What's going to happen with him. But you know, there are some Middle Georgia kids for sure. And, we got a big kid down there in Cochran at Bleckley County on the offensive line that needs to come to Georgia. I know, he's like the second best offensive tackle in the country, so I'm sure Mr. Luke will be making his way.
You think
down
Georgia's aware of him? I guess they are.
Oh yeah, I'm sure Mr. Luke's already been told. Sims is his last name. I can't remember his first
okay.
name, but I know. I was told by their coach, who used to coach Jake Fromm, by the way, at HoCo, that Sam Pittman was saying he would get that kid for Georgia, or he would quit. So he's quit now, but I hope that Georgia can still get him with Matt Luke. But yeah, Middle Georgia's getting some talent up there for sure.
Did you just drop a HoCo? You did,
HoCo.
Didn't you? Okay.
HoCo.
All right.
HoCo.
I like it a lot.
All right.
HoCo.
Excellent.
HoCo, yeah.
There you go.
Things we've learned today on the morning show.
Happy New Year, my friend. We wish you nothing but the best, and congrats on the Braves side again. Let everybody know what it is.
BravesCentral.com. Thank you. Happy New Year to you guys, and always enjoy coming on your show.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Bye-bye.
The great Bill Shanks.
From near HoCo.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, when he said HoCo, I didn't hear a word he said after that.
No,
so do you know what he said after that?
Something about Happy New Year, and the website you can read him at, the Braves.
My brain,
Central.
I mean, it just, when someone says something like that, mm-hmm. I just sit there and go, HoCo. I haven't, you know, while he's talking, I haven't heard that before. He just said HoCo.
And
I'm
hoping,
like, I'm not hearing what he's saying.
I'm hoping in the next few weeks we'll have a chance as media to talk to Jake Fromm. I'm going to drop a HoCo in there and see if he knows, like, just rolls with it.
Well,
or
sure
if that catches him off guard. I don't know.
He may not hear a word you say after
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
All right, it's 9:34. Got a Southern Sports Center here, and starting out. Oh,
brought to you by HoCo.
Yeah, brought to you by HoCo.
Mm-hmm.
The good folks from Houston, don't call us Houston County.
HoCo.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.